This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 326, down 3.5. March corn, 339, down 3.25. May corn, 347.5, down 3.25. November soybeans, 922.75, down 14. January soybeans, 931.5, down 13.75. March soybeans, 939.5, down 13. December wheat, 474, down 6.25. March wheat, 487.75, down 4.5. May wheat, 497, down 4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's grain market report. Illinois kinder grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon, with technical trading weighing on grain prices on Thursday. In northern and western Illinois, kinder grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 3 to 4 lower at 257 to 306. Soybean bids mostly 14 to 26 cents lower, ranging from 867 to 898. In central Illinois, kinder grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 4 cents lower at 276 to 306. And soybean bids mostly 14 cents lower at 883 to 922. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 13 to 14 cents at 263 to $3 even. Soybean bids 23 to 40 cents lower on Thursday, range from 870 to 893. And the wheat bid 6 to 7 cents weaker at 289 to 404. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 14 to 19 cents at 903 to 928. Basis ended steady to 5 cents lower, range from 20 under to 5 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $362.40 to $430.40 per ton. That's down $4 to $8 per ton, with basis unchanged to $4 per ton lower, range from 50 to 118 over October. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 4 cents at 296 to 311, with basis steady, range from 30 to 15 under December. Illinois river barns loading elevators quoted producer corn bids down 7 to 13 cents at 263 to 291, with basis 3 to 9 cents lower at 63 to 35 under December. Soybeans dropped 9 to 25 cents at 862 to 898, with basis mixed, range from 61 to 25 under October. Under November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 3 to 4 lower at 290 to 296. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 11 to 14 cents, with quotations at 915 to 917. Soft red winter wheat down 6 at 324 to 329, and the Milo end of the day 3 to 4 cents lower, ranging from 301 to 306. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January corn range from 282 to 323. Jan bean bids range from 901 to 927. In the central part of the state, Jan corn bids range from 294 up to 319, January soybean bids at 899 to 941, and in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 307 up to 324, with the January soybean bids range from 916 up to 951. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 155.45, up 12 cents. December live cattle, 159.10, up 32 cents. February live cattle, 160, up 50 cents. September feeder cattle, 230.90, down 17 cents. October feeder cattle, 230.10, down 30 cents. November feeder cattle, 228.60, down 20 cents. October lean hogs, 106.32, down $1.12. December lean hogs, 93.60, down $1.60. February lean hogs, 89.60, down $1.35. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday, the 25th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 43 cents lower in the range of 96 to 108.99 with a weighted average carcass price of 105.42. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading unevenly steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 47 to 50, 4 to 5 weights 49 to 53, 5 to 6 weights 50 to 54, and 6 weights and up 54 to 57. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts, the country buying points were trading $1 to $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $70 to $75. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 13,952 head. And now for the opening, or for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 767 head. Choice slaughter steers were 154 to 157.50. Select and choice 145.50 to 153.58. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 143 to 150.50. And choice slaughter heifers were 153.50 to 157. Select and choice heifers 145 to 151. They also had a nice run of lambs and goats. They had receipts of 302 head. Starting with the slaughter lambs, wool, choice, twos and threes, 90 to 105. They were bringing 180 to 187.50. And a set of lambs that averaged 127, they brought 184. Slaughter kids, selection one, 46 weights were bringing 204, and 55 weights bringing 215. Now moving on to the real livestock auction, they had receipts of 260 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 150 to 156.50, select and choice 145 to 148.50, choice slaughter Holstein steers. Select slaughter Holstein steers were 120 to 127. Choice slaughter heifers 151.50 to 156.50. Moving on to the slaughter cows, premiums were 130 to 139, with the high dressing 140 to 143.50. Breakers were 111 to 117, and high dressing 125 to 150. Boners were 110 to 118, and leans were 101.50 to 107.50. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 256 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $118.91, and that was $1.48 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $239.11, that was 2 cents lower, with select carcasses at $225.34, that was 97 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 107,000, that compared to 114,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 412,000, that compared to 415,000 last week and 426,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $2.80. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $2.74. September corn delivered to Scottville, $2.80. October corn delivered to Scottville, $2.74. September and October beans delivered to Greenfield, $8.73. September and October beans delivered to Scottville, $8.73. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $3.46. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $2.80. Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $8.73. And wheat at Scottville is $3.46. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto of Litchfield. It's coming up on 622. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Steinseed Regional Sales Agronomist Gary Niemeyer.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
When it comes to Steinseed, one thing you can count on is performance. Our high-yielding genetics and a wide range of technologies give you an edge at harvest. Hi, I'm Myron Stein. And at Steinseed, we're continually inspired to deliver on the promise that Stein has yield. Thanks to decades of in-depth research and a tireless focus on quality, we're proud to offer you a choice in performance for your field.
If you're driven by performance, then choose Stein this season. Visit steinseed.com or contact your local Steinseed dealer today.
Partly cloudy skies today, the high temperature about 80 degrees with light and variable winds. Clear skies tonight, low temperatures in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy, the high about 80. And your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the upper 50s, high temperatures about 80. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature, 53 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
The Cole Country Chamber of Commerce presents the 16th Annual Fall Festival at Pinellas City Park this Saturday from 10 till 4. They have 65 craft booths, things for the kids like Alaskan reindeer, and an exotic animal preview, a pumpkin patch, digital fingerprinting by the Masons, ride the choo-choo, and listen to live music all day. For more information about the Fall Festival, including the tour to Cole, visit ColeCountryChamber.com.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Sloan Implement, by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections, and by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch next.
At CHS Shipman, our owners are the center of everything we do. It's their dream, their vision, their hopes for the future that drives us forward. Our goal is to create value for our owners long term. We call it relevance. How do we stay relevant? Invest in growth on their behalf, stay financially strong, turn profits back to them, and add value through local experts and global connections. This is how we help our owners grow, all 600,000 of them. This is Aaron with CHS Shipman, and that's what's really going on in the country.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades, and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century, with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years this September. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854, now with 13 locations to better serve you.
Yeah, it's early, but the old man is plotting his annual dump of snow and ice. Nothing conquers winter better than the John Deere X700 Signature Series tractor. Right now, get 0% for 5 years. Plus, supersize your John Deere deal with snow blades or snow throwers. Talk about bundling. Offer ends 10/31/2014. Some restrictions apply. See any of Sloan's 19 Wisconsin and Illinois locations for details. Online at Sloan's.com and Facebook.
Powered up with Sloan's.
U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has unveiled highly anticipated new programs to help farmers better manage risk, ushering in one of the most significant reforms to U.S. farm programs in decades. The new programs, Agriculture Risk Coverage, or ARC, and Price Loss Coverage, or PLC, are cornerstones of the Commodity Farm Safety Net programs in the 2014 Farm Bill, legislation that ended direct payments. Both programs offer farmers protection when market forces cause substantial drops in corn prices and/or revenues. Producers will have through early spring of 2015 to select which program works best for their business. When Congress drafted the new five-year law, it included funding to create online training tools to help producers make these decisions. The ag economists at the University of Illinois and colleges from other land-grant universities have a tool ready to go. Not only that, but they're ready to teach producers how to use the tool, too. Illinois will host webinars each Friday morning from now until at least the end of October, says Jonathan Kappas.
From about 8 to 9 in the morning, we'll run a webinar to walk through the tool, walk through the analysis. As we get deeper into harvest, we're going to update kind of where things stand and pull in some of the other experts to talk about what this means for prices and kind of provide as much information for producers. Every one of those will be archived on the website, so those farmers, they're busy. We certainly get that this is going to be a busy harvest. We want to make the information, as much of it available in multiple forms and convenient for the producer. So they can tune in at 8 a.m., they can come back at night when they're off the combine and they really want to see it. You know, there's an opportunity to do so.
It will be okay to ignore the tool for a couple months, says the U of I Ag Policy Specialist, as farmers take care of the more important and pressing business of harvest. The webinars and the training tool will be posted to the FarmDoc website for viewing anytime, anywhere, on demand. The address of the site is farmdoc.illinois.edu. As the resistant weed problem spreads, it's gaining the attention of NC State Extension weed scientist Dr. Wes Everman. Everman says he's noticed a universal trend. Despite education and outreach, farmers are still not adjusting herbicide programs.
We've been having a couple of big summits discussing herbicide resistance and had a lot of industry professionals, regulatory people from EPA, USDA, as well as university specialists in a wide range of areas coming together to discuss what are the issues we're facing with resistance and how can we get around them, because, you know, just straight education, spray different herbicides, do different things doesn't seem to be working to really stem the tide of resistance as it's spreading across the country.
The issue has become such that the federal government is considering getting involved, says Everman.
Some of the big things that we're discussing, of course, the government is talking about potential regulatory means, so stepping in and maybe saying we can spray these products at this time of year or on these fields, trying to come up with the, I guess you could say, when you compare the carrot or the stick, they've got the stick.
One school of thought that Everman has come across at these meetings is to incentivize growers.
The university folks are looking maybe more at the carrot, and I would say industry as well. So what can we put out there that would give a positive incentive to growers to change their habits?
The approach scientists and academics are working on is three-pronged, explains Everman.
Some of the things we're looking at, actually, a grant that we're working on is looking at grower perceptions and how social interactions and philosophies of growers influence their decisions when it comes to choosing herbicides and managing their weeds. So you'd start tying some of these different things together, you see some themes start to emerge that we might need to start imposing some regulation in some areas. We need to have a better understanding of the social interactions that are going on in the rural communities and why people make the decisions they do. And then on the research side, we've got to come up with different management practices.
That's NC State Extension weed scientist Dr. Wes Everman. A recently published article in the Earth Island Journal illustrates the problems those in South Central Illinois are having as a result of longwall mining. Longwall mining uses hydraulic roof supporters, or shields, to support the mine while coal is extracted. These shields, however, are removed when the project is completed, leaving no support system for the land. The article states that farmland that sits on top of these mines in some cases has sunk about 6 feet below the surrounding fields, causing flood problems within the sunken land. To view the entire article, you can visit www.earthisland.org/journal. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.